So just wanted to talk a few minutes. I understand that the city curfew, the youth curfew, is in effect.
We're just reminding folks that this is an actual city law that went in effect in 2014, the new version of the curfew. So this isn't a new thing, but what's new this year is the mayor's approach to how we work with youth that are affected by this.
All right, so can you talk about the, I know there are a couple of different parameters as far as kids under a certain age and over a certain age, what time they should be in and what time they should not be out, so to speak.
You got it. So the youth summer curfew starts today, Friday, May 25th, and the summer curfew concludes on Sunday, August 26th. And here's how it applies to young people. So youth that are under the age of 14, the curfew is 9 p.m., to 6 a.m. And for youth aged 14 to 16, the curfew is 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. And what I want to make sure that parents and youth and everybody in the city know that the law has several exceptions to the curfew, most be common sense. Youth are not in violation of the curfew if they are attending a recreation center, because the mayor is keeping 9 rec centers open until 11 o'clock on Fridays and midnight on Saturdays. Also, you are not in violation of the curfew if you are out for a community-sponsored event that is run by adults, if you're going to and from work, of course, when you're accompanied by your parent or guardian, or if there's a valid emergency reason you need to be out of the house. Those would all be exceptions to the curfew.
In some cities like Detroit, and I'm just curious, if the children are in violation enough times, their parents are held responsible with fines and maybe a few days in jail. Is that applicable here in Baltimore City?
So that is included in the statute. You know, the whole point of doing these home follow-ups and work is that we never get to that point. You know, we see the curfew really as a way to protect children, keep them out of vulnerable situations, but also to try to identify when a family might need assistance. You know, we're seeing things like a young person who's out on the street late at night, you know, their power may be out and may have been out for a couple of weeks. They might not have air conditioning. That's something that we can provide immediate help. So our hope's never to get to that point.
If the kids aren't able to provide information on why they're out, they're not taken into custody, but they're taken home?
Yep. So complete switch to the way we're approaching it this year. And again, the idea is to think about what's the purpose of the curfew, at least as it's interpreted by this administration. It's to keep young people safe. And so what we're going to do, the Baltimore Police Department, if they find young people in violation of the curfew, their primary objective will be to get that young person home to their family as soon as possible. If in what we hope is the rare case that they can't, you know, the young, maybe it's a smaller child who can't remember their address, if we can't locate a parent, the police officer would then take the young person to one of two rec centers that would be designated for this purpose, where they would simply be interviewed and try to find the best way to get them connected to home as soon as possible. But we expect that that's going to be rare.
All right. And of course, this falls in line with the mayor's violence reduction initiative.
Correct. Correct. And that's why, you know, going back to why rec centers are going to be open later this summer. And that's, we encourage youth to come out to those rec centers and to use those. And of course, again, just to remind, those wouldn't be violations of the curfew. But what we're doing this year that's also different is the Mayor's Office of Human Services will get a report first part of every week on any youth that were taken home or to a rec center as part of a curfew violation. The theme for the summer is how can we help, what services can we provide, and if there's a red flag out there, we want to address it in the right way.
All right. If we need more information to get to parents or adults or guardians, how do we get people in touch with the proper references? Terry Hickey, he is the director of Baltimore City Mayor's Office of Human Services. And of course, we've been talking about the new city curfew, just revamped a little bit, but not all in all a whole different thing. Just a little bit of a switch to the game this year.
Right.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mr. Hickey. I appreciate your time.
Take care.